Morning. It's October 20th, 2022. Feast of Tabernacles, Shavuot. Just finished on Tuesday night. So last Sunday, today is Thursday. Last Sunday was Hoshana Rabbah. I'm just going to give you some brief impressions. Hoshana Rabbah is a day of rejoicing. It's the eighth day of Tabernacles. You go out, you have a festive meal. You don't work all day. You take your palm branches and you go and you beat them on the ground going, Hoshana, Hoshana, Hoshana. And declaring that the Lord is his victory in your life, over your enemies, and his prosperity, that you might be abundant and fruitful. This particular, in my view, when I've seen at the Western Wall, the Orthodox Jews come down with their palm branches and get on their knees and beat the rocks with palm. It reminds me of the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem before Pesach, when he came down from the Mount of Olives. And people going, Hoshana, because Yeshua, our Savior, Yeshua means Savior, because of his great sacrifice of blood and his life for us, will, as we overcome, give us victory over our enemies, and we will prosper. And these are as we keep covenant, that is the commandments of God. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. And make sure that you guard your hearts, for out of it are the issues of life. And even the things of your heart will be judged. Praise you, God. And it is a fallback to Kings, when Elijah was, the armies of God were coming against Israel. And he was in prayer in his chambers, and the Holy Spirit said, open your windows and look out. And he opened the windows, and God opened his eyes into the spiritual realm. And he saw thousands and thousands and thousands of God's army. And God said, he said to the king, and beat your arrows on the floor. Beat them. And he beat them. And he said, why didn't you beat them more? For you would have had a greater victory if you beat them more. So we listen to the drum of the Spirit. We listen to the beating of the arrows of the Spirit. We listen to the ways of the Spirit to do things, because it's not by the natural man, but it's by the command of the Lord that we overcome and we press through. And it's a time of great rejoicing. The next day, Shemini Atzeret, everybody goes home. They leave Jerusalem. This is one of the required feasts for men, of the three required feasts. And it's a personal time. It's a time where it's between you and the king. It's a very intimate time, in my view, as I experience it, where you have it's an intimate dinner, or lunch, or afternoon, déjeuner, whatever you prefer, instead of day before, where you still went into the booth and had a meal with your family and friends, or however. This is a time where, in my view, you just spend time with the King of the Universe, the Lord Yeshua. I don't think this has been taught a whole lot. I don't think a whole lot of people experience it. I would perceive it as a lot of people left Jerusalem and will go back home and were just busy about their business. But to stop in your heart and feast with just the Lord, just you and He, And that intimacy, that deep intimacy that we have with him, because he tore down the wall of partition, the flesh that kept us from entering into the spirit realm by his blood. Our sin kept us from entering into a fellowship with him because he's holy and he cannot tolerate sin in his presence. We would die. He would smoke us. The wages of sin is death. And the next day is Simchat Torah. It's the beginning of the cyclical readings of the Parsha, the Torah. And we begin in Genesis, Bereshit, the Shabbat. Shabbat Bereshit, which is in the, the beginning. And we're not there yet. We'll come there tomorrow night. It'll be on the eve of Shabbat, where we will begin to read in Genesis 1 through 6 about the Creator, that God said, out of nothing let there be light, and all creation was made manifest. And this is reflective in Romans 11. Because they did not acknowledge God as creator. That is the first prerequisite for relationship with God Almighty, your creator. And I'm going to just leave it at that. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of rhetoric and psyops, disinformation. Social engineering, by Leviathan, you know, the interesting thing about Leviathan, the twister of words. I actually had a vision praying over the San Francisco Bay Area of a huge twisting serpent, a water serpent. Over from Silicon Valley all the way up to the north, Bohemian Grove. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did he eat? There he is in the garden. There he is trying to destroy everything. God said he wants to take away your worship. He wants you to worship him. He's a liar. He's the father of liars. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and our job is to expose him and his tactics, that you might know the seducer and deceiver when he comes. That you might know him. So the rule of thumb is know your enemy, so you don't capitulate to his devices. We expose the works of darkness and uncover them. Be bold. Be strong in the Lord. Be courageous. The Lord your God is with you. If you keep covenant with him, if God be for you, who can be against you? For I am persuaded nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Now principalities or powers, not height nor depth, not any kind of evil, for he has me. A burning heart in his hands, and he directs it as he wills. God bless you.